talking with Martha Swan, who helped run John Brown Lives up in the Adirondacks. They'll be bringing their memorial field for Black Lives to SUNY Albany the weekend of November 2nd. Martha, can you maybe introduce us? What is John Brown Lives?
John Brown Lives is a freedom education and human rights organization based in the Adirondacks, where John Brown lived for a time to be a support and a neighbor and friend to the Black community in the 1840s, 1850s, and the place where he lived, where he wished to be buried. So it's been a state historic site for over 100 years, and John Brown Lives works to really lift up the history of abolition of the Black freedom struggle and its relevance for our times today.
And so John Brown was an abolitionist, and among other things, he helped organize a raise, was it Dobbs Ferry?
Harper's Ferry.
And, you know, was hanged for his efforts. And, you know, can you explain what is the Memorial Field for Black Lives about?
Well, the Memorial Field for Black Lives was created by a graphic artist and writer living in the Adirondacks in Saranac Lake by the name of Karen Davidson Seward. And after the killing of Ahmed Arbery became news, back in the spring, she was so outraged and moved to say something about it, to cry out against his murder, and she created almost a sandwich sign board, which just had very little text about Mr. Arbery, when he was killed, how he was killed, what he was doing, jogging down the road when he was killed, and this very succinct message, clear, unassailable message about how this Black man was killed by white vigilantes. It really struck a powerful chord, and it cut through a lot of the, obfuscation over the killing of Black people in our country. And so she was moved from that experience to respond to the litany, the growing litany of Black people murdered by police or by white vigilantes, unarmed Black people, Breonna Taylor, Elijah McClain, numerous others, to begin to create these markers, these memorial markers. And at a certain point, we talked about bringing them to the John Brown Farm and installing these markers as a memorial field for the public to experience and bear witness to.
So people can come and visit John Brown's farm. What is there for them to see?
Well, when they come to the farm, it's a 270-acre site with, you know, woods and meadows and the sort of nucleus of monuments, the homestead, the farmhouse that the Brown family lived in for many years, the gravesite where John is buried, along with several of his fellow raiders at Harper's Ferry, including, I think, two or three Black raiders. Their remains are interred there. There are exhibitions about John Brown's life, and we also have our Dreaming of Timbuktu exhibition that was curated by the independent scholar Amy Godine, and that really lays out the story of the struggle for voting rights, for Black economic uplift in New York State in the 1840s. And what was called in its time Scheme of Justice of Benevolence is what brought John Brown to move to the Adirondacks with his family to be a part of that community. And then there's also the Memorial Field, which is installed on the grounds, and people can walk among these markers and read the text and just experience them like a Flanders Field almost, or Arlington National Cemetery.
Now, the Adirondacks is a pretty, you know, white community, and I know they've had I guess, a commission, you know, set up to try to help, you know, address the diversity issue and you know, racial justice issues. You know, how is the legacy of, you know, John Brown and the farm, you know, embraced by, you know, area residents?
Well, that's a question that's, I think, a little hard to get a handle on. A number of years ago, I was told by a, you know, local businessman, and it was a very friendly commentary. He said, you know, Martha, the John Brown Farm is one of the best kept secrets in the area, suggesting to me that within Adirondack communities, it's a place that's overlooked, not appreciated. And even a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with the artistic director of the Elisa Monte Dance Company, who's created a dance work at the farm. She said that she was told about the John Brown Farm. It was called the John Brown Dog Park because, as I mentioned earlier, it's, you know, hundreds of acres, and it's a very popular place for hiking and dog walking and that kind of thing. But I think that, you know, we certainly have been trying and working with the Office of Parks to lift up the legacy of the John Brown Farm and its meaning for these critical, crucial, heartbreaking times that we're living through now. So we've been working really hard to partner with community organizations. Right now we're partnering with the local library, particularly the children's librarian, and we've installed a story walk on the grounds with a beautiful, beautifully illustrated children's book called You Matter. So we try to bring, you know, through our partnerships, our collaborations, and our programming, different means for people to hear about and come to experience the farm so that it can be a place of learning, of grappling with our history that we have neglected, been unable, refused to really, really grapple with and reckon with today.
Now, so, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, in early November, you're bringing the Memorial Field for Black Lives to, you know, SUNY Albany. Can you talk about that, what that's about?
Well, we were approached by Paul Grondahl, who writes for the Times Union and also is the head of the Writers Institute. He had been at the farm this summer and describes being so moved by the memorial field that he reached out to us and asked if it would travel and if they could bring it there to campus for students and faculty in the community to experience. So that's what we're planning to do. And we do, excuse me, we do want to make it available to campuses, communities, all over, you know, not only the state, but, you know, to anyone around the country who's really interested in installing this and working with the artist and creator of the exhibit to perhaps supplement the memorial as it exists now with local testimonials of people in their own communities who've been killed by the police.
So what are the exact dates it's going to be at SUNY Albany, or where can people see it?
That is a very good question. Two very good questions that I don't know the answer to. I'm not sure where it's being installed, but someplace on the grounds, you know, someplace outside. I don't know the exact location. And I believe it's November 2nd when it's actually being installed. I'm sorry I don't have that specific.
Okay. And if people want more information, both about the farm and John Brown Lives, how best can they get that information?
They can go to johnbrownlives.org and look up what we're about and what we're doing there, and also find my email address, info@johnbrownlives.org, and reach out to me directly. We've produced a Blues at Timbuktu concert at the John Brown Farm, a free outdoor concert. This would be our fifth annual. Because of the pandemic, it's virtual this year. So we will be rolling out what's turned out to be a a kind of a concert film, a 30-minute concert film with Jerry Duggar, Alexis P. Souter, and others. And so I hope people will tune into that, you know, go to our website for those dates when we're going to roll out the film.
This has been Martha Swan with John Brown Lives, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.